lead a little lectio. Our first psalm for a morning prayer is Psalm 92, and it's a little bit long to do lectio with all of it, but I'll just start toward the end. And just invite you to pray with me. I'll leave little spaces of silence and just allow my own prayer to be vocalized. So sorry if my prayer is not exactly your prayer, but hopefully my prayer will stir your prayer a little bit also to go along. We can walk along together in this space that God creates for us. So let's just begin by placing ourselves in the Lord's presence. We always begin the Liturgy of the Hours praying, God, come to my assistance. Lord, make haste to help me. So let's just rest there for a moment. God responds to our prayer. He comes to our assistance. He wants to help us. Thank you, Lord. We open our hearts to you. We need your help, especially at the beginning of this day. We need your help, Lord. Come to our assistance. Make haste to help us. Not tomorrow, not next week, right now. We need your help now. Come to us. Be with us. To me you give the wild ox's strength. You anoint me with the purest oil. To me you give the wild ox's strength. When I imagine a wild ox, I want to be at a great distance on the other side of a fence. The wild ox's strength is terrifying, so strong, so mighty, able to crush me. But you fill me with that strength, Lord, because that strength really belongs to you. It's really your strength. You lend it to the wild ox, and you can lend it to me. And Lord, there are things in my life that I need your strength for. I need your strength to face the enemies that are before me. The trials of my spirit, the heaviness that you place on my heart. I need your strength, Lord. I need your strength to face them, not to run, not to cringe in fear, not to be paralyzed, but to face them. You give me the wild ox's strength, and I stand in that strength, Lord. I believe in your power. Your power that's not hindered by my weakness, but made perfect in my weakness. My weakness gives way to your strength. I know my areas of weakness, Lord. I know the places I become afraid. And I allow your strength to flow in me now, to flow into those areas of weakness, so that I can stand not by my strength, but by your strength. To me you give the wild ox's strength. Let your strength flow into my weakness, Lord. You anoint me with the purest oil. The anointing, the Christ. You anoint me as you anoint your own son. You make me your son by that anointing. You anoint me with the purest oil, the oil of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit brings me your strength. You anoint the areas of my woundedness, my weakness. You anoint the areas where my heart is aching, bruised, cut, sorrowful. You know all those places, Lord. You see me. You know me through and through. You know my thoughts, you know my feelings, you know my inside and my outside. You know everything and you know exactly what needs to be anointed. You see me, Lord. Anoint my heart. Anoint my heart with the purest oil, the oil that is free of all contagion, free of all disease, the oil that is not and never will be rancid, the oil that remains pure because it remains part of you, the oil of the Holy Spirit, the oil that flows into every smallest crack, that flows down and saturates even hard wooden surfaces, become filled with that oil. Anoint my heart. Anoint the hard areas of my heart. Anoint the calloused areas that are hardened by pride, by my own self-sufficiency. Anoint those hardened areas, hardened by my defenses, my self-protection, my self-reliance. Anoint those hardened areas with your oil. Soften them. Soften those areas that have become hardened with scar tissue and with scabs because they've been hurt. Those places that I've been hurt and have become hardened. Anoint them with the purest oil, the oil of your love, the oil of your tenderness, the oil of your Holy Spirit that can seep in and renew, soften. It can bring that flesh alive again, shining, radiant, reflecting your love. Soften, massage that oil into my heart in those places that are wounded and resistant, hurting and proud. Anoint my heart, Lord. To me you give the wild ox's strength. And you anoint me with the purest oil. My eyes looked in triumph on my foes. My ears heard gladly of their fall. My real foes are the evil spirits, Lord. The evil spirits that seek my destruction and try to bring about my bondage, that try to keep me far from you. Spirits that are manifested in my vices, in my pride, in my self-reliance, in the lies that I believe. Those are the real enemies. And you triumphed over them, all of them, on the cross. You defeated them by your blood of the Lamb, the precious Lamb, the Son of God. You defeated all of my enemies. My eyes looked in triumph on my foes. My ears heard gladly of their fall. My eyes that have been deceived by those same evil spirits, my ears that have been deceived by the lies that they speak, my eyes have been renewed. My ears have been redeemed. You have filled my eyes with your sight, with your light, with your truth. You filled my ears with your word, with your love, with your proclamations. I open my eyes to you this morning, Lord. I open my ears to your word this morning, Lord. And I listen through all the static and noise that my enemies try to bring about to hear your pure word and to behold your pure beauty. To see your triumph, to hear of the fall of my enemies. The just will flourish like the palm tree and grow like a Lebanon cedar. I never conceived of my life as being so great, so mighty as a Lebanon cedar, those magnificent trees that grow in the Holy Land, a Lebanon cedar that towers high and strong. Planted in the house of the Lord, they will flourish in the courts of our God, still bearing sap when they are old, still full of sap, still green, still bearing fruit when they are old, still full of sap, still green, flourishing in your courts, Lord, planted in your house, Lord. I re-envision my life today in this time of retreat, seeing that my feet, my life is planted in your house. My roots go deep into your word. My life is stable in your love. I am in you. I am in you, Lord. And that gives me the freedom to stand tall, to reach high, to grow fruitful, even though I feel weary with age, held back at times. I know that I can still bear fruit in you, flourishing like the palm tree, growing like the Lebanon cedar, growing tall and strong. We speak of being over the hill and going downhill, but in your life, Lord, in our spiritual lives, there is no downhill. It's always growing more and more and more to heaven, towering higher and higher as our spirit grows. Even when our body withers, bent and weak and weary, our spirit continues to soar because it is planted in your house, in your courts. And I stand tall with that soaring spirit, looking out over the horizons of your love as you lift me up this morning, Lord, as you raise me up in your love. I feel the stability of that deep-rootedness in you. I feel the stability of being planted in your house, in your courts. I stand in you this morning, Lord, towering high, shoulders back, eyes raised up, looking out over the distance. You've brought us to a mountain height in this place, Lord. You have stretched us high above the things of the earth. I just invite you to stand with me and pray the doxology. Glory be to the Father and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. And our response is, perfect us in love, Lord. Let us celebrate the kindness and wisdom of Christ. He offers his life and understanding to all men, especially to the suffering. Let us earnestly pray to him. Perfect us in love, Lord. This morning we recall your resurrection and we long for the benefits of your redemption. Perfect us in love, Lord. Grant that we bear witness to you today, Lord, and offer an acceptable gift to the Father through you. Perfect us in love, Lord. Enable us to see your image in all men and to serve you in them. Perfect us in love, Lord. Lord Jesus, you are the true vine and we are the branches. Allow us to remain in you, to bear much fruit, and to give glory to the Father. Perfect us in love, Lord. And gathering all our prayers together, all our intentions for this day, our heart and mind and soul and our whole life, we offer them to God as we pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Lord, we praise you with our lips and with our lives and hearts. Our very existence is a gift from you. To you we offer all that we have and are. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go in peace.
Thanks be to God.